According to the American Psychiatric Association, it affects roughly 8%.